Go ahead.
When you were speaking about this golden cup that the woman was having, it really came into my mind about in the book of Esther, when the king wanted the queen to come forth, and she refused it. And she had access to the royalty, but she refused it, to let it be according to the king, because she was using it according to herself. Because in chapter 1 and verse 9, he said, also Vashti, the queen, made a feast for the woman in the royal house. And so she was gathering together. She was creating a unity that was not according to the king. It was, she was leading another woman to be with her, not according to what the king was really wanted to come forth with. And I believe that we see this quite clear in the church history, even when we see that the many churches are gathering together in unity, but it doesn't mean that it is a unity according to the king. And it is a lack of understanding, but it's lack of discernment. And I think we see when Esther came forth, when I believe that we are in this time when Esther is coming into the place of preparation, and not only preparation, but purification. I believe we are in the time now, in the time of purification before the king. And what really is speaking in my mind now is that what took place in this purification, she got only things that was according to the palace. She got only thing that was according to the kingdom. She got only things that was according to the king. She got nothing, absolutely nothing from outside. She was not even having a foot from outside. She was only getting the foot from the palace, only getting foot from the kingdom, only getting foot according to what the king wanted to bring forth. And she got oil in this purification. But she got also does he says about it? He got also a suite outdoors. It is in chapter 2 and verse 12. She got a suite outdoors. It means she was starting to smell sweet.
Mm.
The smelling is discernment. So she got a sweet discernment. She only got sweet discernment. It means that she got the discernment, the best of the best, the discernment of the goodness and everything that belongs to Christ. She was only getting what is the sweet in the kingdom. She was starting to smell in sweetness. And I believe that is what the place we are entering into in this purification. We start to smell Christ. We start to discern Christ. he is coming forth with us and in us in another way that we think of. Esther could not enter in. She had no opportunity to enter in. She had to wait until her time came. When her time came in the 7 years, and we are in the 7 years, and it was in the 10th month. It was in the time of Feast of Tabernacle.
Yes.
And she was really ready, but it was not enough for her to be ready. She could not do anything about it. She was in process that she could not control or having anything to do herself. She had to wait for the king to open up the door and be invited in. It is a time for us that to realize that we cannot enter in self. We are standing in the time today before the presence of our king, and he has to open up to us. It is only by him, but we smell according to him. We smell according to the kingdom of God, and we smell according to the palace. That was the preparation and that she was entering into. But in the same time as she was in this place, in purification, there was an enemy that was rising up that had not come forth in power, that was going to come forth in his power to wanted to control everything. And Mordecai was like a watchman in this place. He was watchman, and he knew and he saw how the enemy was going to come up. And he was in the place of watchman. Not only that he saw the enemy coming forth, but he also went and following Esther. He walked every day to see how she was going and how it was be with her. So he was really in the ministry of watchmen. But I believe that we are now in this time of purification. We are only getting the food from the kingdom, only getting food according to the king. So amen.
Thank you. I'm going to turn the recording off.